I want to go to a good friend of mine. I'm not sure that of the thousands and thousands of votes I took in my four terms in Congress, I ever voted on the same side with Maxine Waters. We probably disagreed on everything, and that was probably good for Maxine politically in her district and good for me in my district. She's with us now. Maxine, welcome back.
Thank you. Good morning, Joe. How are you doing this morning?
Well, because we're in California, we're doing pretty great. We're here
at
KABC.
Well, I'm back here in Washington. I wish I was at home in California.
Well, you know what I'm going to do is right after the show, I've got all my Maxine Waters for Congress signs, and I'm going to go to your district, and I'm going to wave on the corner. I'm just going to stand there all day waving on the corner. How do you think I'll be accepted in your district? Because I've got, just so you know, I'm wearing right now pink pants and a green plaid jacket and a bow tie.
It's
I look
something.
Kind of like Tucker Carlson.
Hey, no, you,
they'll
I don't
love
want to
me
speculate
there.
About that, but take my advice. Don't go.
All right,
please
so
don't go.
So you are in, I believe, the most hallowed chamber in the world.
Yes.
The epicenter of democracy in the world is the United States Congress and the House Chamber. It is the people's house. I want to play you a clip yesterday that our friend Steve LaTourette said. It's been called La Tourette syndrome, and listen to what Steve said in the middle of this debate.
All right. Plus Perot, when he ran for president in 1992, he talked about the giant sucking sound. Well, today there's another giant sucking sound going on in Washington, D.C., and that's the tightening of sphincters on both ends of Pennsylvania Avenue.
What's
as
he
people
talking
are
about?
Having to explain
who
put into the stimulus bill this provision of law.
I Maxine, could you go tell my friend Steve LaTourette that that's not helpful to the national debate?
Well, you know, I think he's probably been told by a lot of people over a period of time. He doesn't care. He just talks.
He does.
Wow.
Sounds kind of like me back when I was in Congress. All right, so we're confused. President Obama was out here in L.A. Last night. He said he's upset by all of these bonuses. But Chris Dodd is now saying that the administration knew about the bonuses all along and they made him strip a provision out of the bill. Who's telling the truth?
Well, you know, they've got some explaining to do. And I think the president is going to have to clarify to the American public what took place between Treasury and Mr. Dodd. Obviously, it appears to have been some kind of agreement that they would protect the AIG from having to give those bonuses. I don't know who said what and when. Chris Dodd said he wrote the language, but that he was pressured practically by Treasury. Maybe the president is not up to speed on what is going on, but I think it is going to have to be clarified.
Yeah.
Wow.
How could that happen? Because you had Larry Summers coming out, being shocked on Sunday, and the president was shocked on Sunday, and all of the spokespeople from the White House were shocked about this. And then we find out that it's been known for a couple of months. I just, do you think that the president needs to get more engaged, or does Geithner need to go? What's the solution here?
Well, you know, I think the first thing we're going to have to do is clarify what took place, who said what and when, because it's not a matter of talking about firing Geithner. Or it's not a matter of saying, well, let's just get past it. I mean, the American people are going to have to know and understand not only what took place, but who knew what. And once you do that, then I think the president is going to have to, you know, pay attention to, you know, his platform that he ran on, openness in government, and being able to, you know, not hide anything from the people, not allow anybody in his administration to take actions that are detrimental that he doesn't know about. So that's got to be cleared up in the next few days.
Yeah, it really does. We're talking to Maxine Waters. She's Congresswoman from Los Angeles, a good friend of mine. When I was back in Congress today, I'm going to be campaigning in my Tucker Carlson gear in her district, and I hope I survive at least until noon. Congresswoman, let's talk about Tim Geithner. I was not a big fan of his appointment. I think he's a terrible communicator. But at the same time, that guy is sitting alone in the Treasury Department. why can't we get the Senate to confirm a few more Treasury workers?
Well, it's obvious that they're not staffed up yet over in Treasury. Now, I understand this is a very smart man, that he really does understand all of the financial institutions of this country and understands what the responsibility of the Treasury is. You're right, he doesn't present well.
Yeah. That's a nice way to put it.
But I do understand that he's very bright, and the president appears to have a lot of confidence in him. So, you know, he's got to make things work very quickly, or he's going to hear more calls for his resignation. Not only that, you're right, the Senate has got to confirm and to get these appointments done so that they will have the staff that they need to work with. That's a little bit too slow, and I think that's what's causing a lot of our problems. So I guess the word from here on is, let's put Treasury together, let's get it staffed up, and let's move very aggressively to deal with this crisis that we're confronted with.
All right. Hey, Congresswoman Maxine Waters, thanks for being with us. Now, what corner do you think in your district would be, where would I get the most drive-by cars? And in my district, I always wanted to get, you know, 50,000, 60,000 people driving by while I'm waving the sign. What's the best corner in your
Listen,
district?
Listen, Joe, I want to talk to you like a mother this morning. Don't go to the district. I'm giving you motherly advice.
Okay.
I'm worried about you, and I know that you're anxious to do this, but just take my word for it.
It's
not the best place to be this morning.
I just want to help, Maxine. Well, I'll tell you what. When you're out in L.A. and we're back out at KABC, will you take us all to lunch in your district?
Oh, absolutely. Now, that I'll do.
Okay.
Because with me, nice? You'll be fine. You'll be all right. I can explain you.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Maxine Waters, thank you so much.
Okay.
We still can't figure out anything we agree on politically, but it's always great talking to you.
All right, Joe. All right.
Thank you. That was what I just heard. Mm. And I said, Chris Elect, who's our EP for the TV show, was in here. And, Chris, your eyes were wide up.
I mean, popping out of his head.
Maxine just basically said the president needs, and Maxine, as we all know, is one of the more liberal members, not only from Southern California, but in Congress, one of Barack Obama's biggest supporters in Congress. She just said he needs to get his story straight.
Mm.
Stunning.
That was unbelievable, wasn't it?
Well, but you know what? It's what we're all saying. And so she's talking straight. And what we have seen over the past week has been a mess.
If Maxine Waters is saying the president better get his story straight, he's in